teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Hi, everybody. This is Helena. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm talking with my very good friend and fellow coach, Chelsea Rose, today. She's a love coach for women, and we have a great topic for everyone. I'm really looking forward to diving into this. So welcome, Chelsea. Thank you for joining me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here today with you. I love coming on your podcast. You have such an incredible community and we always have so much fun. So thanks for having me.
Anytime. Yes, we definitely do. And we're going to be talking about what to do if dating feels like a chore. I know I hear from so many women who want to attract the right person, but the thought of dating and putting themselves out there just seems so daunting. I totally understand what that feels like. I can relate to that so much in my past. And I know you have some really amazing things to share. Is there anything you want to say before we get started?
I'm so excited about this topic too. Like, this is really coming from having supported countless clients through this block and into a place of joy and fun and magnetism where they easily attract the one. So this is such an important topic. I can't wait to dive in.
Absolutely. And I know you're offering a free breakthrough love call to women in my community. You don't always do this, but you're opening up a couple spots for women who are looking for some extra support around this. Is that right?
Yes, I'm super excited to connect with those of you who feel called to that, who want to spot what might still be in your blind spot regarding limiting beliefs or limiting patterns and create a path that's really fun so that dating no longer feels like a chore, but is something that you're actually really enjoying. So you can easily attract the one and not waste your time.
Perfect. So that'll be the first link in the show notes. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. And make sure to stay to the end of this episode because Chelsea's going to share a guided exercise for everyone to help get you into that energy of play and fun, get you into your feminine energy, I imagine, to where dating doesn't feel like such a chore and you can easily attract the right person from that place. Is that right?
Yes, this meditation is one of my favorite exercises to guide women through, especially if you've been struggling with feeling this energy of doubt or frustration in your love life.
Perfect. I'm really looking forward to hearing that myself. So let's dive into this topic. What do you have to say for women who really want to meet that right person, but dating feels like such a chore? Maybe they've been single for a long time and they just aren't getting those results they want. I know how frustrating and discouraging that can be.
Yes, I feel your pain. And this is something I help women with all the time. And when clients start working with me, this is typically where they are beginning. This is the beginning of the journey for them in our work together is, okay, I just want to be in my dream love relationship. Do I have to go on the apps? Do I have to date? Like, you're here, you're listening to this podcast, not because you want to go on 1,000 dates with 1,000 different men, right? You want to be in your dream relationship. So we both get where you guys are coming from. But when you're approaching it from this energy of trying, typically what's happening is there's an energy of doubt behind that. And that's what makes this feel like hard work. Whereas I want you to tap in for a moment into what you would be feeling and how would you be approaching dating if you wholeheartedly knew that your dream relationship was unfolding in perfect divine timing for you. If you really, really felt that in your bones and you believed that with your whole heart and your whole mind, you would probably approach dating from a totally different energy. You know, the trying energy, think about how it's used in other situations. Like, there's that phrase, it's trying times, right? What does that mean? It typically means difficult times. Like, things are not going well when we're in an energy of trying. So when you're in an energy of trying, you're typically coming from an energy of doubt. And it's so important to first get back to a place of faith. And that's actually what the meditation at the end of our episode is going to be really, really helpful with. It's one of my favorite exercises to quickly transform your doubt into faith again. But yeah, I'm curious if you agree, Helena, that when you're caught in an energy of trying to make anything happen in life, typically, if you peel back the layers, it's revealing that there's doubt in your energy field about the thing that you're wanting.
Definitely. I can so relate to that in other areas of my life and in my love life as well in my past before I figured out that that's not the way to go. And it's so counterintuitive because we've been taught to work hard and strive and go after those things that we want. And of course, in dating and relationships, you know, if you've ever tried that, that just pushes a man away, especially a masculine energy man, if you're always trying to make something happen and move things forward. And it's the same when it comes to some of these law of attraction principles. That's what my podcast is all about, really. When you feel worthy and you know for sure that thing that you want is right around the corner, you create this emotional environment or tone that allows that thing that you've already made happen just by living your life experience and knowing what you want and knowing what you don't want. It allows that thing to show up in your life and come toward you, but we can hold it at arm's length if we're coming from an energy of doubt or fear or wondering if we're worthy of it, because likely you haven't experienced it yet. If all you've experienced was attracting the wrong kind of people, or maybe you can get into a relationship for a little while, but it falls apart for whatever reason, you haven't experienced that thing that you want yet. So it can be really difficult to not doubt it because we tend to think that what we've experienced is all there is. Our brains are kind of hardwired to do this. I believe I've certainly seen that in my own life. Those are my initial thoughts. I'd love to hear if you have anything to add there.
Yes, it's so true. It's unfortunate that our minds are created in that way of you only believe in what you've seen so far, or you only believe in what you've experienced so far in your life. But we have to remind ourselves to take that bird's eye view perspective and remember that our past does not predict our future. And this is where it can be really helpful to just surround yourself with success stories. And for a lot of women, in my experience, that come to this work, that come to work with me, they are not surrounding themselves with success stories. They're not consuming success stories on a daily basis. Usually they're surrounded by women who are single or who have just different situations. Maybe they don't want the same thing as them. And they're not constantly being reminded of the power of love and the power of divine timing. And so the fact that you're here helps a lot. You're listening to this uplifting energy around love and things that boost that faith that you can have it. But I think guiding your focus towards people who you can identify with, who have manifested the love that they want. If you're someone who's divorced, or maybe you've been single for a long time, finding women who found love maybe later in life, or just that you can identify with, and reminding yourself that there's nothing inherently different between you and that other woman. And so if you don't have examples of that love in your actual life, find stories online to listen to. And I like to use the expression like clog your feed with success stories of other women who have created the love that you desire, just to remind yourself, just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not happening, you know? And again, the meditation at the end of this episode is my favorite go-to practice to really ease that anxiety and remind you what you already know. There's a part of you, call it your soul, call it your inner wisdom, that knows that you came on this earth to experience this love. Like the reason that you desire it so deeply in your heart is because it really is a part of your destiny. And I hear from clients that I work with that end up in these incredible relationships all the time. It always makes sense in hindsight why it came into their life when it did, why this man didn't come into their life a moment sooner. And so again, that's another example of when you hear other women who have the love they want, ask them that question. Do you see why he came into your life when he did? I guarantee you every single woman you ask that question to is going to say, absolutely, I was not ready, or he was not ready. And everything had to happen the way that it did to prepare me for this dream relationship.
That is such a good point. I love everything you said there. Just that really practical tip, first of all, of just surrounding yourself with success stories. And what you said is so true. When you're on that journey or still in that process, you don't know how one thing's going to lead to the next. You don't know how it's all going to unfold, but you can look back at any area of your life, maybe your living situation or your job or something related to friendships that you have. You can look back now and say, oh, this person introduced me to this person. Then I got this opportunity. You likely didn't have those things totally planned out and everything went 100% according to plan. But once you get to that destination that you want, you can look back and see how it all unfolded. So if you're still on that journey, just know you're not meant to know how everything's going to unfold right now, even though it's so tempting to just want to know everything, but it's not possible, right?
Yes, yes. And when we say like surrender trying, we're not saying stop putting forth any effort at all. We're not saying stay in your room at home, like be a recluse and expect your dream guide to just show up at your door, obviously. So I want to circle back. This is reminding me of this concept of not approaching dating as a chore. So if everything is unfolding in perfect divine timing for you, and there's a way that we can make this experience of going on dates not feeling so much like a chore, not making it feel like work, and that is by seeing each experience with each man as a gift. Like, there is a gift happening for me here, regardless of if I talk to this person again, if we go on a second date or not, seeing that he is being put on your path to provide some kind of gift for you that's going to prepare you and move you closer to the one that you really want, the man of your dreams, that lasting love relationship. So this is kind of another tip that I wanted to share today, because you do get to date. You get to put yourself out there. You get to be open to men. We're not just asking you to do nothing, right? So when you're dating, if you can have this perspective of there's a deeper why here, this isn't just a means to an end. Every single man is providing something for me, whether it's helping me practice boundaries or helping me practice being in my feminine or showing me something that I didn't know was a non-negotiable for me, but now this man is showing me that. So I hope that this point is making sense. Are you tracking with me, Helena?
Absolutely. I love everything you're saying here.
Yeah. It becomes so playful and so fun when you're coming from this energy of, okay, I know with certainty that my dream love relationship is unfolding in perfect divine timing. And so number two, every single thing that happens between now and then is guiding me, is preparing me, is something I get to truly choose to enjoy, which kind of leads to my next point, if you're ready for me to share that.
I would love to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really all about having fun. The most magnetic woman in any room is the woman who's having fun. She's having fun. She loves herself and she's loving her life. And so if we can bring more of that pleasure and play and enjoyment to the dating process, which I know might feel challenging, especially if you've been in this energy of like, it's heavy and it's a chore, but I promise you, it becomes so much more of an incredible, magical, meaningful experience when you embrace this principle, when you choose to just have fun and not make this be another task on your to-do list. And I know we discussed possibly touching on whether or not to use the dating apps. There's a lot of opinions about that, but I do recommend using them when you're embodying all this other stuff I'm talking about and putting yourself in organic situations in real life where it's just the bonus that there's men there. Like, you're doing things that bring you pleasure that are super fun for you, but it is a social experience. It's a place where you can connect with men and easily meet people. I do highly recommend both. So putting things on your calendar that you're genuinely looking forward to that are really fun for you, where you can meet men, whether it's like a dance class, where it's a partner dance style of dance, where you're going to actually dance with men and make eye contact and smile and flirt. Maybe you've been wanting to go on a trip and now it's time to finally take that trip. I met my husband on a trip of a lifetime. I always wanted to go to the south of France and I was truly living my best life, and I met him in a village of 106 people. So when you just choose to have fun, that is a really incredible principle to live by. And so I recommend doing both. The dating apps can be really helpful. Like I said, I think if you see it as every single man is preparing you for the one, there's a gift in every experience, then that could really, really support you. I have a lot of clients that have met their partners on the apps too. So you get to be on the apps and you get to go out in the world. But the overarching message here is to really focus on having fun and not approaching it as a means to an end, because that will always drain you and take you out of your magnetic energy.
It's so true. Most people who listen to my podcast know I met my husband online actually 24 hours after joining the dating app and deciding I was ready to put myself out there again. And I know that's really quick, but I was actually embodying all the beliefs that we talked about at the beginning of this episode. I waited until I knew for sure this was going to happen quickly and easily. This was going to be fun. It wasn't going to be a struggle. And I intentionally did not put myself out there in the prior years before that, because I felt like I would have been going through the motions. I felt like, well, this is something I probably should do at my age. I probably should be going out there and trying to meet people. I had online dated in the past with that mindset and it did not get me the results I wanted. And so I definitely wanted to wait until I was ready. And once I got myself to that point, I've talked about how I've done that in other episodes, so I won't go into that here, but nothing could have stopped me. Basically, I woke up one morning, I got the whole thing together in like 15, 20 minutes. It wasn't perfect by any means. And I just got going with it. So it's it's different. I know you met your husband on a fabulous vacation, like we've talked about in prior episodes as well. And online dating is very intentional. You don't go on there just to have a good time. Usually women that are drawn to this work are being intentional. They want to find the right person. But I think approaching it with that mindset of, I'm going to go out and meet 100 guys and hopefully one of them is the right person for me because I've been single forever. My clock is ticking. I really need to find someone and get this happening quickly. Very, very different energy. It's sort of like going somewhere, trying to meet a guy and looking around and who are the single guys here and feeling disappointed when you don't meet the right person, going out with your friends, if that was the intention behind it. And so I'd love to hear your thoughts on that or anything else you'd like to share. I really love everything you're talking about so far.
I love your story, how you met Tom. I think it's so fabulous, so cool. Thank you for sharing that. And I love this example you just gave of going somewhere to meet a man and then being disappointed if you don't meet him. That's exactly the energy we're talking about transforming. Like, that's when you know you're in an energy of trying, when there's attachment as well. That was another piece I wanted to weave into this today of, if you are kind of obsessing about the how, or you're getting overly focused on just the details of, okay, I'm going to take this one step. And if I don't meet him through taking this one step, then I'm going to be so upset and so frustrated. And so we all do this. I have experiences with this and I feel like every area of my life, and it's just our human tendency. And so to me, when that's happening, we've gotten way too serious and we need to find a way to lighten up, bring back the playfulness, bring back the fun. And of course, like I've been saying over and over, I feel like beating the dead horse, come back to this energy of faith. Because when you do genuinely believe that this love is meant for you, that's why you desire it so deeply. It is coming. Everything in your life has prepared you for this love. It's going to be this beautiful part of your story. When you're in that energy, you can free yourself of this burden of trying. And then what you're doing, you're not doing anything, but you are taking inspired action. I love your story, Helena, how that was totally this example of inspired action. You were like, okay, this is what I'm called to do, and this is going to work for me. And it's such a different energy than trying to force something to happen and make something happen when you're not backed by faith. And I love how you shared that there was a lot of inner work that you had to do to get to that point. And that's part of what I love to support my clients with. And I know I mentioned at the beginning of the call, there's an opportunity to have a breakthrough love call with me where we can do that work together and see, is there anything still in the gap for you that's preventing you from embodying this deep faith? Because it is really hard to go have fun and go on the apps, you know, and do all these things I'm talking about when you're not in alignment internally first. And so that is going to be a part of what I can support you with, like we talked about earlier. But then also from that place of closing the gap internally and getting into this place of alignment, then we can feel into, what do you authentically feel called to do? Because I don't want anyone to force themselves to be on the apps. That's the worst feeling ever. I'm not going to be the coach that tells you have to be on the dating apps, because again, I didn't even use them myself. But finding your path that's going to be fun for you, like finding the inspired action steps that feel fun and exciting for you, that's really going to be the path to attracting the love that you want.
I agree 100%. I was working with someone for a few months leading up to that moment where I was ready to put myself out there. And I continued working with him through those early stages when Tom and I first started dating. But I don't know if I would have gotten to that place without that support. That was one of the presenting problems that we were working on. Is I'm 37 and a half. I would love the opportunity to meet the right person and potentially have a family one day, but I'm just not putting myself out there. I just have these blocks where I just don't want to do it. I don't feel like it. So it was amazing to have that feeling of like, I'm doing this today, this is happening, and it's all going to come together quickly and easily. So that support for me personally was invaluable. I've talked about that so much in the past. So do you have any other practical tips for how to get out of this trying energy and have more fun and get into your feminine energy and get to that place where you know for sure that this is something you want? So of course, it's going to happen for you.
I love that. I think that this would be a really good time to do the meditation. Do you feel like it's a good time for us to do that?
Absolutely. I think that's going to be so helpful for people because it's so great to talk about these big concepts and I love doing that. But how do you do that? How do you actually implement it and get yourself to that place or to that energy where you can allow what you want in? So I would love to get into that now if you want.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yes, let's do it. I know it. I love to have an embodied approach to this. You can feel it in your own body and not just think about it. Let's dive in. So I'll invite everyone to just close your eyes and take a really nice deep breath here. And just get settled, get comfortable. And just allow yourself to take a few more really intentional deep breaths. Really extending the exhale as long as you can. And just allowing your heart to melt open right now. And I want you to now get a sense for this version of you in the future that is living your dream life. She has the dream relationship that you fantasize about. Go as far into the future as you need to really connect to this version of you. She's absolutely adored by her man. She's fulfilled. She's so in love. She feels so at peace, so at home in this soulmate relationship. She experiences just so much passion and chemistry, but also safety and devotion with her dream man. And imagine that you're standing in front of her right now, this future version of yourself. Just pay attention to any details you see about her, how she holds herself. How she feels, what she's embodying. And open yourself up to receiving a message from her right now. Words of wisdom to support you today. And if you have a question that you would love to ask her regarding your love life, regarding your dating journey, take this time to ask her that question right now. And just allow yourself to receive whatever she shared with you. And whenever you're ready, gently release that visualization and you can come back and open your eyes. I wish I could hear from everyone listening what their message was that they got. I know most recent clients that I did this with, one of the really common messages that the group was getting was, it's worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait. And so I'll share that with all of you because I know Helena and I both believe that so deeply that it is going to be worth the wait and it's all going to make sense. So yeah, I wish I could hear what came up for you, but I hope that that was really heartwarming and grounding. And it's always so much more powerful when that energy of faith comes from within. In you. And so that's really the intention behind that meditation is to tap into the part of you that actually already has the love that you want and knows exactly what you need right now to step into that alignment more deeply.
That's so beautiful, Chelsea. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was actually really helpful for me personally, believe it or not. I was doing it with another area of my life. I imagine this could work for any area, right? Not just your love life.
Yes, I've done it for many areas and it never gets old. It's so real when you're in it. You really do feel that future version of you and it just creates this sense of calm. I'm curious how it felt for you when you did it just now, Helena.
It definitely made me feel more calm. And I love what you said. It's worth the wait. I really like that. Thank you for sharing that. I've talked about this in other episodes. I'm actually about to have a second knee replacement surgery in just a few days here. Probably by the time I end up posting this episode, it will be all over with. But I have some anxiety around that. Even though I just had one on the other side about 7 weeks ago, I still get anxiety about those things, especially now having a child and everything. As I get older, I feel like these things just make me more and more anxious. For whatever reason. But I was asking that future version of myself who's past this, who's maybe at the end of the year or beyond. And she basically told me it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be worth it, which is so funny that you said that too, worth the wait, that you're going to be fine. It's all going to go smoothly. And that was really helpful. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I get emotional whenever I hear someone share their experience from that meditation. I'm so happy you felt that. And I got chills as you were sharing that too. So that's double affirmation. There, that it is going to go well and be totally worth it.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to actually go back and do this over and over again with different aspects of myself or different areas of my life. So that was great. Is there anything else you want to share about this topic here? We just covered so much great material today. I know we could probably talk forever about this.
I know. I think that we covered everything. I just want to reiterate that you desire the love that you desire because it's meant for you. And the more that you can just do this meditation every single day if you need to. So the more that you can come from this energy of faith, the more you'll be able to be in this playful feminine magnetic energy. And you'll start to get these intuitive hits of maybe go to this city for the weekend, or maybe try this app, or maybe go to this meetup group tonight. You know, you'll start to just feel this energy of being guided more and more. And you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time, whether that's through the apps or some kind of in-person event, but you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time where you just effortlessly meet this incredible man who you're meant to be with. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of tie it all together with a bow right there for us.
I love it. Something I've said before to clients in the past was that if you knew that this for sure was going to happen within the next 6 months to a year, or whenever they saw themselves meeting the right person or attracting what they wanted, whatever it is they were working on, if you knew that this was a done deal and it was definitely going to happen for you, how would you be approaching this differently than you're approaching it right now? And usually it is that letting go of the trying energy, the striving, the thinking that they can somehow miss the mark. Like if I take my eye off this for one second, if I take a break for a day or two or a week, somehow there's a possibility that I might not get that thing that I want. And that's a really scary place to come from. It's no way to live your life, but we can tend to do that easily. I know I certainly can, just naturally in other areas, especially. So I think everything you shared here, especially that exercise, will really help you get to that place where even just a little more expecting good things to happen versus yearning or hoping or wishing that they happen, but they haven't happened yet. So it's unlikely, just a little drop of that energy where you can turn yourself in this new direction, I think can change the trajectory of the results you experience. I've certainly found that. Have you found that as well, Chelsea?
Yes, there's so much to be said for the micro shifts. And I love that analogy or metaphor of just slightly shifting your aim. If you turn the dial just a little bit, in a little bit of time passing, you're in a completely different place. So those micro shifts of just having a little bit more faith makes a huge difference, because I know this can feel daunting to make this leap overnight from doubt to faith. It is more of a gradual thing typically, or little shifts that happen over time. And suddenly here you are feeling lighthearted and free, and you know 100% that it's happening for you. So I love that you brought that up too.
I've definitely talked to other experts in the past who have said it's not usually this one big thing. Sometimes it is. And of course, you want to be open to that, but it's usually these little 5% tweaks or 1% shifts. And when you add all of that up, all of a sudden you find yourself in that place where you start attracting the things you want much more quickly. It's kind of more of a realistic perspective of change rather than this overnight thing. I get this one insight, then everything changes for me. It's like tweaking your mindset here or there, approaching things with a different kind of energy. And all of those little tweaks and changes you add up over time get you huge results, like anything else in life. So I think that's really important. I just love everything you shared, Chelsea. Is there anything else you want to say about your breakthrough call that you're offering free for a limited time to women in my community who want some extra support in their love life?
Yes, absolutely. I love that you gave the example of 6 to 12 months a moment ago, because if you're a woman who is desiring this dream love relationship to happen quickly for you, like those 1 to 5% shifts can all unfold within, I would say, 6 to 12 months. And that's typically the length of time that I work with my clients and they're able to attract that dream love relationship after years of struggling. And so I just want to share that as inspiration and say that if you're desiring more hands-on personalized support, I would love to invite you to schedule a breakthrough love call with me. And that's where we can really look at what is it going to take for you specifically to get to this energy of play and faith. And something I know we touched on a little bit today, but we can go way more deep into together one-on-one is the worthiness conversation. I feel like we could have a whole episode just on that. But I do feel that typically when there's doubt and trying energy coming up, there's often a thread of feeling unworthy of the love that you really want, of feeling unworthy of the incredible kind of man that you're dreaming about. And so that's something that I support women with all the time, transforming into a place of feeling confident that they are really meant for that kind of incredible man and that they're lovable and that they're enough. And so that's definitely something that we can focus on shifting together in this call, and also focusing on just creating a really fun approach so that you're finding the activities that you genuinely want to do in the world, where again, it's just a bonus that there happens to be men there. So you're putting yourself in these environments where you can easily meet men organically, especially for those of you who are like, I'm done with the apps. I don't want to do the apps. You don't have to. So we'll create a customized dating plan for you that feels really fun and exciting on this call as well.
That sounds amazing. So again, that'll be the first link in the show notes. Just scroll down if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening on Spotify or anywhere else, you might have to click see more. That'll open up the episode notes and it'll be the first link in there. And this was amazing, Chelsea. Thank you so much again. I can't wait to do more episodes with you. And I know you have a newborn baby as well. So I'm so glad you carved out time today to come back on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, he's in the other room right now with his grandma. And it was such a joy to come on and be back in this environment with you. And I look forward to chatting with those of you who book a call with me too.
I love it. And for everyone listening, make sure you're following my podcast. Just click the follow button on my podcast homepage so you don't miss any new episodes. I have new episodes coming out every week. And feel free to leave me a rating or write a review if my episodes or videos have been helpful for you. 5-star ratings help my podcast out a lot. It helps it get recommended to more people so we can spread this message of self-love and empowerment and getting yourself to that place where you just naturally and automatically start attracting the things that you want into your life. So this was amazing. Thank you so much again, Chelsea, and I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.